إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm sure all of us can remember some movie that we would have seen which impacted us a lot. I want you to think about that, of being inside a movie theater and watching this movie which is very gripping. You will find that when you are doing that, when you are watching this movie, then you actually don't need to do that, but just for the sake of explaining, if some scientists, some researchers in that situation, if they attach various scanners to us to scan the electrical activity in our brains, to take our blood pressure, monitor all our physiological signs, then you will find that all of those signs will be, those physiological changes and things in our body will happen in relation to what is happening on the screen. So if the movie is a tragic, sad movie, then you will find that you are feeling sad and you are crying. If it's a hilarious movie, then you find you are laughing. If it's a movie of hope, then you find some emotional changes are happening in your body. If it's a movie of despair, likewise, and so on and so forth. Including if it's a movie which induces fear. For example, one of the most gripping ones that I remember watching is this entire Planet Earth series, the documentaries on the Earth, and there's a new one now called Planet Earth 2. If you watch those on a big screen, it's absolutely incredible photography, and although there are no actors as such in that, that's all real, but you are gripped with that. You can take any other examples you want. Take also, for the sake of the illustration of what I am trying to do now, look at 3D movies. So if you go to a 3D movie theater, the first time I saw one was in California, in San Francisco. They give you those 3D glasses. So you wear those 3D glasses and you are sitting in it, and it's absolutely real. It's like you are sitting in there. So if there's a shark coming at you, that was also a nature movie which I saw. Called the Deep Blue or something, it was about the sea. And you see the shark coming at you, you want to almost get up and run away because this thing looks like it's going to eat you. Point I'm making is that at the end, throughout the show, when you are in the theater and you are watching this movie and all these sharks and this and that and whatnot, you will find that you have completely lost touch with your real world. At that time, when you are in that movie, if there is a way of recording that or monitoring that, you will find that you have absolutely, for that 2 hours or 3 hours of that movie, you have not thought about your business once. You have not thought about your car which you parked. Is it okay? Is it not okay? Somebody stole it or what? You haven't thought about your family. You haven't thought about your worst enemy. You haven't thought about your greatest beloved. You have not thought about anything. You are completely gripped and engrossed in this movie for the duration of that time that you are in that theater, right? There is nothing. Your real world does not exist. It simply does not exist. So if there is a way of recording that, then you would see this for yourself. You say, wallah, I mean, for three hours, I was completely out of touch with my real world. I had nothing to do with it. And then what happens? And then the movie ends. Every movie ends. Find me one movie which does not end. Every single movie ends. No matter how good it was, or how lousy it was, or what it was, every single movie ends. And when the movie ends, what happens? That real world, which you forgot about, is still there. That didn't go anywhere. You forgot about that world for 3 hours, that's fine. But then you have to go out into that world. You can't sit in that theater and say, no, no, please play this again. I'm not going to leave here. I'm just going to stay here for the rest of my life. They just keep on playing this movie over. No, it doesn't work like that. Show is over. The curtain has fallen. The show is over. And that real world, which we forgot all about, which we paid no attention to, which we completely ignored, as if it did not exist, did not go away. That was still there. With all its ups and downs and whatever it was, whatever is your real world, was still there. And that real world is what we open our eyes to. Right? Now this is a daily reality for all of us. I don't think there is, today in today's world, I don't think there is anybody who has never seen a movie. So, I mean, it's an example which is, you know. Now, this is exactly what is happening to us in this life. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this world is a movie. This world is a movie. Don't get lost in it. This is world, verily the life of this world is nothing but deception. That tragedy which is happening is not happening. That is an actor who is enacting a tragedy. It never happened. Even if it happened, even if the movie was about a real thing, it is something which didn't happen to that actor. It's definitely not something which happened to you. Why is he crying? Why are you crying? If the actor in the movie got a pot of gold, believe me, the money in your pocket hasn't increased by 10 cents. So what are you happy about? That actor also at the end of the movie, he knows there's no pot of gold. He will get whatever fees he got. This is our reality. Our reality is that we are sitting and living in a 3D movie. We are not watching it from in a theater. The example I gave you is watching it in a theater, which is real enough. But we are in it. We are in this movie. And when you are in this movie, it's even more easy, even easier to get lost in it. And that is what happens to us. And it is in order to prevent that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His kalam, He sent His anbiya. What are they doing in effect? They're coming and shaking you and saying, this is a movie. This is a movie. This is not real. Wake up. The real world is somewhere else. And that, my brothers and sisters, is exactly what happens and will happen to every single one of us. No matter which movie you are living in. It doesn't matter. It does not matter whether your movie is sad, glad, bad, mad. It does not matter whether you are wealthy or poor. It does not matter. Whatever your situation and my situation in this world is, it does not matter. Because the movie always ends. And what will matter is that reality, that when we walk out of that theater, that reality is what matters, because that reality is real. That's not a movie. That thing is real. We are living inside a movie. The Anbiya came to tell us that a time will come when the curtain will fall. In our case, the curtain won't fall, the curtain will lift. The ghaib will become hazir. We will see the malaika. We will see Malakul Maut. And please remember, it does not matter while you are watching the movie, if someone came and told you, your house is on fire, and he said, no, it doesn't matter, I don't believe that. If someone told you, your car is stolen, you say, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I refuse to believe you. You are a liar. Get out. No problem. No problem. He'll go away. But what do you think when you come out of the movie, what will you see? You will find that there is no car because the car is gone. You will find that your house is a wreck, burnt down. Just because you denied something, it does not go away. Just because you and I refuse to accept that this movie will end, believe me, that will not change the reality by one whit. This movie will end. And when the time of the ending of this movie comes, nobody can stop it, nobody can delay it, nobody can bring it forward. وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when the time comes, it comes. It cannot be delayed and it cannot be brought forward. When the curtain lifts, that's it. Khalas, movie is over. Time to go home. What is that home that we will go to? That is the issue. That is the issue. And that's why we have to remind ourselves, it is not even a question of haram and halal. For a Muslim, even to contemplate doing haram deliberately is haram. It's a different issue. By mistake, something happened and so on. That's a different issue. Allama Shaykh Shirazi rahmatullah alayhi says that one day I woke up, my father woke me up and we woke up for tahajjud, and I said to my father, and they must have been in some place where other people were there. So he said, I said to my father, look at all these people, they are all sleeping. They cannot even get up for 2 rakat of salah. So he said, my father said to me, it is better that you also should have been sleeping instead of saying this. It would have been better for you that you also should have been sleeping instead of saying this. See the level of, I mean, we know Allama Shirazi rahmatullah alayh. But who was his father? Many times we forget these things. You know, we talk about Imam Bukhari, we talk about Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhim ajma'in. But who were their parents? Abu Hanifa didn't come out of a seed. Imam Bukhari didn't fall from the sky. What kind of parents did they have? We even talk about teachers. We say, who was the teacher of Imam Bukhari and so on. Long before the teacher came anywhere on the scene, there was a parent, there was a mother, there was a father. How did they bring up their children? Who never lost touch with reality. Imam Shirazi's father says, it is better that you were sleeping instead of waking up and bad-talking somebody. So-and-so sleeping. How do you know that person did not already finish his tahajjud and is sleeping? How do you know that's not happening? You are only, you look at the person and say he's sleeping. Even if he's sleeping, maybe he prayed before you. And that's why some of the salaf, they say that we did not, when we talked about sins, we did not think about fornication or alcohol or murder. Not because those are allowed. They're not allowed. I mean, we don't do that. What's the point in talking about drinking alcohol when you never drink alcohol? He said, we used to talk about talking ill of other people. When somebody said sin, for us it was talking ill of other people. Imagine, I mean, that is the... Because he says, that is the sin which on the day of judgment will bankrupt you. You will go before, and we have mentioned this hadith many times, and I'm not going to repeat that. The hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba, who are the destitute of this Ummah? And that hadith is related to that. People with good deeds who will go on the day of judgment, but they will be, those good deeds will go away because of what they did to people. So I remind myself and you, let us remember that this movie will end, that the curtain will lift and we will see Malakul Maut. And then the reality will hit us, and may Allah cause us to understand the reality before that day and to change our lives and make them obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because just like I gave the example of the house burning down or the car being stolen, the reality will not change because you deny it. You can deny it, you can accept it, it makes no difference to the reality. What is real is real. If it is there, it won't go away. If it is not there, it won't come, because you denied it, because you said this is not important, because of whatever. When the curtain lifts is when the reality Alhamdulillah. When the reality will hit us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to open our eyes before our eyes are opened for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in a way which pleases Him, so that when we meet Him on the day of judgment, it will not be a meeting of where we have to face His anger. It will be a meeting where we look forward to and have His forgiveness and His generosity. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.